There's good news, for once, from the west of Scotland, where a trial in general practice of an extremely low-calorie diet has reversed type 2 diabetes in a large percentage of participants. Mike Lane is Professor of Human Nutrition at the University of Glasgow and is on the line. Welcome to the Health Report.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, I think I mispronounced your name. It's Mike Lane.
So, now, Lane, that's me.
You say in the paper that this is the first trial of its kind in type 2 diabetes, which is extraordinary.
We've known about type 2 diabetes and thought of it as a distinct disease, growing enormously in numbers and costing perhaps more than any other single disease for about 100 years. And it's been noted in a number of studies that, you know, some people, if they lose enough weight, will get rid of their diabetes. But no study has previously gone out to actually try and do that, to actually get as many people as possible to become non-diabetic, to get rid of their diabetes completely.
So what did you do in this? What did you do in this study?
Well, this is not rocket science. What we did was we recruited people in primary care and general practice who were overweight, BMI over 27, so not enormously overweight, but overweight, with type 2 diabetes, and we asked them to follow a formula diet, not a very low calorie, but an 800 odd calorie diet, for as long as it took, and it took quite a long time in some cases to lose enough weight to become non-diabetic. And on average, we aimed to get 15 kilograms weight loss because we knew from other observations that was likely to do it. And of course, not everybody managed, sadly. A lot of people found it really hard. A lot of people did manage. In the end, we got about a quarter of our patients to lose that amount of weight. And those who lost 15 kilograms, almost 90% were no longer diabetic after a year. They were off all their medication. They were off all their diabetic medication and their antihypertensive medication. And they felt a lot better. Their quality of life went up. The remainder who didn't lose 15 kilograms, none of them got worse. Of those who lost over 10 kilograms, over half of them were non-diabetic. So you don't need to lose 15 kilograms, but it's much better if you do. And I think what we've learned from this is that what we've regarded as a distinct disease, type 2 diabetes, is actually all part and parcel of obesity. When you think about obesity as a disease process.
And what was, and we'll come back to the diet in a minute, and what was the recidivism rate, if you want to call it that, in terms of people gaining weight again and returning to diabetes?
Yeah, so that's, of course, I mean, we've only published the one-year results, and there's a lot more to find out. What we did find out was that the proportion of people with diabetes who wanted to have a go at this was very high. It was probably no great surprise, because being diabetic is a penalty, and it carries terrible medical risk as well as financial hazards. The number within a year who put on any weight was really quite small, but we know very well from earlier studies that it's hard to maintain. The biggest problem is not losing the weight, it's actually maintaining long-term, and that's where our big research effort needs to go.
So the diet itself, I mean, an 800-calorie diet is not something you try yourself at home, because you can go into nutrition.
Oh, yeah. No, they
but you can go into nutritional deficiency. I mean, this was a shakes and bars diet, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was a meal plan diet.
That's correct. It was a formula diet which made sure it had all the vitamins, minerals, everything that was necessary, provided the patients actually followed it. And they didn't have to pay for it. They were given it for the study. So they did that. So it was perfectly safe. There was no...
That's my point. So it's one of these things that you can buy in the chemist and comes in various boxes. I won't talk about the branding.
No, the branding doesn't matter. All these things are pretty much the same. What matters is not what comes in the box or out of the packet. It's the support that's given with it. Because the people who go and get these type of diets from the chemist or from a supermarket generally do it for 2 or 3 or 4 weeks, and then they peel off. Now, if you're going to get rid of your diabetes, you've got to stick in for probably 12 weeks if you do it full time. There are plenty of people who do it, you know, off and on for 12 weeks and need to carry doing it off and on for a bit longer to lose their 10 or 15 kilograms. So there are different routes to getting there. You don't have to lose it all in one go, but it works best if you do.
What about complications? Like if you lose weight fast, when you're overweight, you can get gallbladder disease. You can get low blood sugar if you're on insulin or you're on your diabetes complications. What sort of complications did people get?
Well, the first thing was that for this particular study, we didn't include people who were already on on insulin, partly because their likelihood of getting a remission is much lower. They probably had done damage to their pancreas by that stage. And what we did on day one was that we stopped all our anti-diabetes medication, so there was no risk of hypoglycemia at all, and nobody had hypoglycemia. And the same went for the blood pressure tablets. We stopped all the blood pressure tablets on day one because otherwise, if you lose weight, there's a risk of postural hypotension.
So this is getting...
And just to pick up your other point, there was one patient in amongst 150 who started, one who developed abdominal pains, and we think that was caused by gallstones. That's a common complication of obesity, very common in people with diabetes anyway, and it can be made worse during weight loss.
We've only got 1 or 2 seconds left. These are similar findings to bariatric surgery.
Oddly, the remission rate was actually a tiny bit better than bariatric surgery if you can lose 15 kilograms. If you lose 15 kilograms, you will almost certainly get rid of your diabetes, whether or not it's done with surgery. There are, of course, many fewer hazards doing it without surgery. They produce very similar results. Yep.
Mike, thanks very much for joining us. Fascinating study.
Thank you very much.
Mike Lean is Professor of Human Nutrition at the University of Glasgow.